Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Wednesday, the fifth month of this year, already busted wide open, the second day of May 2007. And we'll be here live for the next 3 hours. We'll be welcoming St. John Hunt, the son of former CIA agent, Black Ops commander, and Watergate conspirator E. Howard Hunt, to discuss his father's recent deathbed confession of his involvement in the JFK assassination operation. That's in the third hour. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan and former Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal, Paul Craig Roberts. Dr. Roberts, he'll be discussing the former CIA Director George Tenet and other neocon rats who are now rapidly leaving the sinking ship, and Rupert Murdoch's $5 billion rebuff, but that doesn't mean it's over, bid to buy Dow Jones, the owner of the Wall Street Journal, and, of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Pentagon really wants full control of that. Now, the Pentagon manipulates it through its private shareholders in the defense contractors, big oil, and central banking. But to actually have a CIA company physically holding it, that's what News Corp is, of course. I say CIA. It's really British intel. A lot of evidence shows Rupert Murdoch, like everybody else, Tony Blair, Bill Clinton, was brought into British intelligence, and then that's the same thing as the CIA when he was there at Oxford, and then it went on from there. But I'm already digressing. We'll be going over all of this coming up with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a real conservative, in the next hour. He'll just be with us for 30 minutes, and then we'll be taking your calls in the second half of that hour. We'll also have open phones. I want to do it again today, because I meant to take a lot of calls yesterday. I did take 10 or 15, but not as many as I wanted to, because I was so busy covering news. I do want to have first-time calls on geopolitical news, the ongoing slide of the dollar, that's really gone little noticed. The BBC reporting that 3 days ago they had the gigantic summit, European EU American Union summit in D.C., and agreed to fully integrate the nation's huge news. We should have a report out on that in the next few days at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I'd love to hear from you on that subject. The Kennedy assassination now admitted to be a government operation. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Before I end this segment and come back and plunge into the news, I would like to remind all the listeners that we have a free podcast every day of the full 3 hours that serves out between 2 and 3 o'clock Central Time. The hour after the show ends, it serves out to, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people have subscribed. I don't know, it's 50-something thousand at any one time, we guesstimate, from all the terabytes being used every few days. The point is, you can sign up for free at InfoWars.com, just in the, there's a podcast link there at the top, and you can sign up to your MP3 or iPod and get the 3 hours when you want, how you want, listen to it where you want, when you want. So that's InfoWars.com, and that's free. Not free for us to do it, but free for you. We hope you'll share the information. We hope you'll spread the information. We want to thank those that have been spreading the information valiantly, diligently, aggressively, prosecuting the war against the New World Order in the wolf pack operations against the globalists. And then, of course, there's also PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films and much more. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get your membership today. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it wasn't a surprise to anyone. President Bush and that smoke and mirrors carnival scam that he runs with the shysters in Congress vetoed the troop pull down. The troops are never going to leave Iraq, ever. We're talking 200 years, probably, ladies and gentlemen. The official Pentagon and Israeli plans were troops for at least 30 years, permanent bases, deindustrialization, and then the armored bases will just protect the pipelines pumping out the oil while they play the different sectarian groups off against each other. It's cold-blooded, it's wicked, but it's pure genius. It's the order out of chaos paradigm that our enemies operate on, and the general public believes their propaganda. The war has been executed beautifully by President Bush's controllers. That's why they're in power. That's why they're carrying the ball. Those that tell you they've dropped the ball, that they're a bunch of buffoons. Bush was chosen for his bumbling so that they can have that convenient illusion. It's being carried out with the same scientific precision that can shoot a cruise missile down your chimney, with the same precision that brings you an IRS audit, with the same precision of that red light camera that gives you a ticket. It's done with focus. Yes, government is bumbling and like jello and tar to get through at the low level with red tape. That's designed to immobilize you and burn up your extra energies. At the top of the pyramid, it is a white, bright light burning through humanity, completely and totally focused, with precision. As they play out these thespian theatrical events for the general public who buys it hook, line, and sinker. Though more and more that's starting to change. So embattled Bush vetoes Iraq withdrawal plan. We'll be going over that. Also, key U.S. Army ranks begin to thin. That's all part of the plan. They will accelerate the level of illegal alien felons, aggravated felons that make up the ranks. If you just almost ran off the road or you're laughing at me, you're not aware. 20% plus of the ground force is illegal alien legalized in Iraq in the Army. 20% of the Army force. That was a year ago. That was in the paper. Many of them are aggravated felons, and this is all part of the plan. They have opened giant, well, they've expanded giant recruiting stations in Mexico City, in Manila in the Philippines, in the former Eastern Bloc, from Poland, into many other areas of Georgia, and I'm not talking about Georgia peaches. I mean up against the former Soviet Union, now the Soviet Republic, the Russian Republic. Man, I'm having a Condoleezza Rice slip up there. CFR warns of false flag terror attack to ignite Iran war. Yes, you just heard me right. Council on Foreign Relations warns of false flag attack to ignite war. Paul Watson has this bombshell report for you at prisonplanet.com right now. Echoing Brzezinski's veiled threat, but absurdly pins potential blame on al-Qaeda. Also, fertilizer terrorists fingered intelligence agencies, ISI implicated, 7-7 links exposed, terror network controlled by Intel beyond doubt. And that's from the cautious Steve Watson, so you can put it in the bank. That's up on Infowars.net right now, headline. We'll be going over that. And again, we have St. John Hunt, the son of the Black Op commander, E. Howard Hunt, with the deathbed confession of the assassination of JFK 43 years ago, joining us on air in the third hour with new powerful revelations, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, on the attempted buyout of the Dow Jones and Wall Street Journal, the Dow Jones Company, which holdings is the Wall Street Journal, the second biggest paper in the country, many other publications and internet systems and technology indexes, as well as the Dow Jones Industrial System itself, that entire scale, exactly what Rupert wants as a British intel officer. Working for the Pentagon publicly, but and of course they're behind Hillary, Roger Ailes, and Rupert are behind Hillary, and conservatives are just now learning this to their absolute horror. You think Fox News is conservative? Oh my goodness. Oh, sometimes it just gets too rich. JFK murder plot deathbed confession aired on national radio. We'll be going over that. And the Murdoch situation. But you know what? I always say I'll go to calls in the second segment from 8 minutes in to 21 after in that long segment. I never do. Let's just keep a promise this time and actually go to them. Gary in Ohio, first time caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Gary in Columbus, Ohio, first time caller.
Welcome. I'm doing okay. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to encourage your listeners to start using dig.com more because I think we're getting some real. It's actually starting to work.
Well, let's be clear for those that don't know. Dig is a user content-based synergy with news where alternative mainstream news, video clips, you name it, get posted as news or as posts, and then people comment on it and vote it up or down to the main page. It's hundreds of times better than the Drudge Report that's 550-something, and Dig's like 50-something last time I checked. Ultra-massive. Tens of millions of visitors, really, I haven't looked at the index lately there on Alexa, but I would imagine tens of millions an hour, not tens of millions a day. That's, you know, hundreds of times better than Drudge. And we have been banned on there officially by Dig. They even put out a release 5 months ago, but then we countered that. They unbanned Prison Planet. They first had claimed we were fake news like The Onion. No, we're the real news. We make the news. We are in there ferreting it out. and we're newsmakers. And then they saw our popularity. They thought that was fake. And so they have the Dig Brigade, a lot of them who work for Dig, who would purposely bury us. But as the experience rate of our diggers, our patriot diggers, our truth diggers, our info warriors goes up, our voting power increases. That's how it works. It has a precedent. And we are exploding and now finally defeating the censors, and they're screaming and howling. And we have Dig revolts going on as we take over Dig. And again, it's not just this site doing it, it's all of us together. Now, go ahead, I'll shut up.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say we actually got a couple of Jones Report sites on front page. We've made them popular, like the Nine Inch Nails thing that was covered, and Luke Building 7 with the police. And I just wanted to tell people that are using Dig to use the add friend feature when you see someone that's spreading 9/11 truth to add them as a friend, and then what you can see when they're digging other stories, because it's hard to spot all the truth stories that come out. So
that way we can vector in and swarm in on enemy capital ships, and with combined firepower, sink them.
Exactly. And one other thing I just want to add is that there was a big victory for, like, hackers yesterday on Dig. They were trying to ban this one story, but they just got, you know, so many people were digging it.
They got it up on Prison Planet. It was a key code hack for HD. I'm all about getting the info out. It's great. That's total freedom. It's what we need against these enemies. And tell folks what happened.
Well, it's on the BBC now, actually. They might be even sued over this because some big interest group doesn't want that code to come out. But they officially decided, because of mass opinion, to allow it on the site. And I think the same thing can happen.
Well, they tried to ban it. And I just read this last night, but they tried to ban it, and then they got swarmed. It was dubbed a Dig revolt, and then Dig just basically capitulated.
Yeah, every single story on the top on the front page was that DVD key thing.
And that's
so because I just wanted to share that. Alex, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Hey, I appreciate you. And listen, folks, I put myself right out on the edge. I put myself right out there as a target. I literally am on the front lines of this fight, and it's a catch-22. I know the more popular, the bigger I get, the more danger I'm in, but then if I don't do that, I'm also in danger, because having that notoriety gives you some level of protection. But believe me, it isn't about Alex Jones. We need your help to get our censored stories on the main page of Dig, where they can then go supernova and infect the rest of the Internet. It is a viral port. It is a main zone for us to breach the wall, which we routinely do, but I mean breach it in a big way. And, yes, it infuriated people. In fact, I've told Steve Watson, I've told Paul Watson, I want a story about this Dig breach. Now, we should have done that last night, but I don't have enough writers. I don't have enough personnel. You, the listeners, when you see this, write an article, and then we'll scan it if it's good material, which most of the stuff you send us is better than what we write. We have a lot of genius listeners. You know, I'm a blithering idiot compared to many of you, and believe me, I read the stuff you write. And then you give it to us, we'll magnify it and jump it to the next level. You understand? I mean, we can take the smallest thing that 10 people read on your MySpace, and if it's well-written and has documentation, then hundreds of thousands conservatively will see it. That will then basically jump it, hyper-warp it to the next level, and then we can blast through the enemy defenses. And, folks, when I talk like that, I really mean it, okay? I picture it all as a battlefield, and we are literally fighting for our lives here. And I'm telling you, we have to blow out their defenses, take their machine gun nest, move on to the higher ground, and then exploit that high ground to take the next hill so that we can engage them from high ground. And that's what we're doing. Okay, I literally climbed on my belly up out of the slimy swamps all the way up to a mountain, and now I'm firing howitzers at the next highest mountain. But believe me, we're under bombardment. We are under attack. If you will simply join us in the fight, we will take the next mountain and move on for the main citadel of the New World Order. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is life and death. And they know it. They're debating pulling the plug on the whole web. They're trying to figure out how to do it right now with the Internet, too, because of what we're doing to them. USA Today has some, you know, the big 10 benchmarks of the web. They don't mention the people getting their own voice and exposing and overthrowing the oligarchs. We are on the edge of a Ceausescu-type victory. We are on the edge of a Romanian-type overthrow of these people. They know it. You need to realize it, and then we can take victory.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Are radical Islamic nations seeking to gain control of the Security Council of the United Nations? What would be their purpose for doing so? For a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophecies of the Bible are far in advance of today's news? It discusses a coming economic system called the Mark of the Beast. You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yeah, I'd like to see your submissions, and we take about 90% of them, on Dig censorship, on their history, how they've now been crushed, and how this can be used as a precedent to continue to crush their censorship and their conniving behavior. Because it's one thing to block people posting codes or ways to crack an HD system with encoding and encryption. It's another thing entirely just to say no 9/11 stuff is allowed on the main page, or no real criticism of, say, DynCorp and child kidnapping rings. They won't let you post the Chicago Tribune articles or others that came out about kidnapping children. I guess the people that run it think hostile type, you know, behavior. Hostile's real, folks. That's not just a movie. I guess they think that's no big deal. You see, we need to, if somebody's going to advertise themselves as a free speech zone and you get to vote and what you want goes to the main page, and then they engage in fraud and lie and stuff the ballot box and block out and elect what they want and cheat. Who wants to see a boxing match where it's rigged? Who wants to go to the Derby to see a rigged horse race? Who wants to go to a football game that's rigged, or a baseball game that's rigged, or a hockey game that's rigged? Well, Dig is rigged, okay? Period. And we need to write a bunch of articles about this, post them on Prison Planet, post them on InfoWars, really take the best one out there. You guys can, and gals can collectively choose which one you think's the best. We'll post them all. And you can dig it. To really get the full story of Dig and what they do. All right, I don't want to spend all day on Dig. It's if you want to send it, stories to us, send them to Aaron at InfoWars.com and Watson at PrisonPlanet.com or Ryan at InfoWars.com. Send them to all three and make sure one of them gets it posted. I mean, we have cracks in the facade, big ones, big holes to exploit and, you know, send our running backs through. And we've had victory after victory. Believe me, we're just getting started. And again, I want you right beside me and in front of me and behind me. I am just one gunboat commander in a little bitty gunboat with a crew of maybe 10 people, you know, firing torpedoes, firing depth charges, firing a 50 cal machine gun. I mean, I'm right up there, ladies and gentlemen, on deck, just firing that 50 cal. And there's thousands of us swarming each one of their capital ships, each one of their missile cruisers, each one of their battleships. They cannot stop us all. And if we just stop whining and stop talking about how big the battleship is and stop talking about how there's no way to defeat it and stop talking about how bad they are and how they're going to get us, if we just open fire and target the enemy and put the truth out and do not stop, never stop, you're going to start seeing those ships explode. You're going to see their magazines erupt. Okay? And we've already seen that. We have seen their lie about the Iraq war blown wide open. Their lie about 9/11 blown wide open. Their lie about CPS being good guys blown wide open. Their lies about depleted uranium blown wide open. I mean, think about how JFK completely and totally blown wide open. But it doesn't take 40 years anymore. It takes a few months now. They're totally losing credibility, so they're racing out of the soft power paradigm of oppressing us through different veils and different propaganda arms and velvet gloves. They've taken the velvet off the fist, and now the iron fist is coming down on us, and I say good. It's just like a fight in the real world, just like a fist fight when you were a teenager. You're scared till the person hits you. And as soon as they make a swing or as soon as they knock you upside the head, you know, you just energize. And I say, let them act like tyrants. Let them bring it on. You know, George Bush wants to shoot his mouth off about bringing on. Listen to me, you little blue blood British intel piece of trash. You think this country belongs to you and the scumbags that run you out of Europe and Israel and the rest of it. You do not run this country. You do not run the American people. And you have tried, and you have tried to go too far in that whore, Hillary Clinton. You know, there are some of us who aren't afraid of you and Rupert Murdoch and your whole gaggle of crooks. And you've pushed too far, and you've tried to kill this country. You've tried to accelerate the illegal aliens pouring in, trying to sink us as fast as you can. And I'm telling you, it's a race you've lost. We got to start believing in ourselves and believing in the power of God to stand up against evil. I'm telling you, the number one problem is these churches that tell you, sit there in your church, don't ever get involved in any politics, don't get involved in anything, don't get involved fighting abortion or any of the issues, just feel good and the worse things get, that means Jesus is that much closer to coming and pulling you out of it. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. Let's say God's coming next week, which isn't the case, by the way. You'll see next week. Let's just say that's the case. Is it okay for you to sit there and let evil go on all around you? You see, that's why we've been pacified when the government, 75 years ago, through the World Council of Churches, started taking over our churches. And now they're a bunch of feel-good social clubs. They're a bunch of whorehouses.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar al cielo infinito.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. St. John Hunt, the son of former CIA agent and Watergate conspirator, E. Howard Hunt, to discuss his father's recent deathbed confession of his involvement in the JFK black operation. Also, the former head of the Treasury. He was the chief economist at the Treasury, editor of the Wall Street Journal, to join us talking about the neocons leaving the sinking ship. But that's only the globalists putting all of the bad they've done, the whole agenda that they've taken major steps in, on the group they're now replacing so they can put in fresh ones to fool the public yet again and move forward. And we'll talk about Rupert Murdoch's attempt to buy the Wall Street Journal from the former editor of the Wall Street Journal, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. So that's coming up for 30 minutes of the next hour. All right, I want to get into all the new terrorism news, some really important stuff. plus the LAPD was extremely restrained against a bunch of illegal aliens and their supporters running around in Los Angeles. Now, let me be clear. I don't like how the LAPD treated them. The LAPD violated their rights and acted like a bunch of thugs. But compared to what the LAPD does to other protests and other demonstrations, it's about 10% of the regular response. Because the news is trying to spin all this, but we did find actual videos of what was going on. We wish we had the staff to an article on this, too. Maybe you can go look it up yourself and do one. But the illegal aliens started throwing rocks and signs and screaming at the police about a quarter mile away from the main demonstration. Kind of the Mexican Mafia type folks did. And the cops in their Darth Vader outfits didn't like it, so they opened fire on those guys and chased them into the main mass and then started attacking the news reporters and everybody else. And by attacking, they would just scream at them and shove them down on the ground and aim a shotgun at their face with a rubber bullet that would kill you at that range. Whereas normally, if it had been any other group, liberal, conservative, pro-sovereignty group, Second Amendment group, the police, the people would have died. I mean, people would have had their heads beat in. I mean, hell, a young girl walking out of a, Red Sox game bar at 2 a.m., no criminal record, the cop just walks right up and blows her head off. I mean, you know, if you're in Boston, I mean, I've seen it. I've experienced it. You talk back, they open fire. And I remember last year when Rob Allen and co. under, well, I said I'd get to this later, didn't I? Point is, the president and Vicente Fox and Rob Allen and co. that ran both their campaigns staged that, you know, tens of millions protesting over a month. What backfired was is they had trucks there with RNC funding handing out American flags. They didn't want those. They waved Mexican. So it kind of backfired. But this latest staged event in L.A., folks started throwing rocks this time. And by the way, that happened last time. And the cops just aren't going to put up with it. So they finally didn't follow orders and to stand down and did take action. Remember in Seattle, we have footage of this in the Police State 2, The Takeover, now available on DVD, I would add, in the trilogy DVD that just came out. Never really plugged that. All three are on in three DVDs in one box set for 45% off. Hope you get them. But why not just cover this now? I just have all these audio clips and a whole bunch I want to say. Yeah, in Seattle, you had 60,000 peaceful demonstrators, and so for a day, the government had hired anarchists that they housed in a government building that were trained by the Ford Foundation in Oregon, bussed in, and publicly working for the government, and then they broke Nike Town's windows and burned trash cans and hit cops in the head with bottles, and the cops would cry like little cowards because they were so mad they'd throw fits, but they'd follow orders to let them hit them in the head with bottles. It's just pathetic. While the government agents hit them in the head, the provocateurs, so the news could show that and say, look, the police aren't doing anything. Delta Force was commanding and all. That was in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Weekly, and Seattle Times. All three papers reported it. Again, it's all in the takeover. We have video of it and police admitting it. Because they had to set the national precedent to then attack demonstrators for no reason. They issued the federal Darth Vader outfits that you see police wearing everywhere now, and that was a sea change catalyzing event. That was a huge black op. But you see, when they're told still, they stand down when they're being hit with rocks and cussed at. I don't recommend any other group but the illegal aliens try that. And, of course, they didn't follow orders in L.A., and they went ahead and opened fire on you with the rubber bullets, and then they did run down a bunch of innocent people and families. And welcome to our world here. Now, let's get honest. In southern Mexico, when people resisted 6 months ago, they opened fire on them with real machine guns and killed some Americans and press and others, and it wasn't even really in our news. So, but we'll be living like that soon enough here if the Ceausescu-type people that run our government have their way. All right, I'm blitzing. I've got to go through your calls quickly because I've got all this news, and then Dr. Roberts joining us, and then St. John Hunt. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I was going to comment on the events in Los Angeles yesterday, but you pretty much covered it off.
Come on, I want to get your take. Go ahead.
It did start with a few people throwing rocks and bottles and that kind of stuff. But the police,
which
really
the media wouldn't show. By the way, I've got the La Reconquista reporter, and you see her really trying to start fights with the cops. She's got a lot of chutzpah, as they say. I mean, I understand she's mad, but normally that would result in her being killed with rubber bullets at point blank range in the face.
Right.
I mean, lesser things result in death routinely at the hands of the Ringwraith, Darth Vader forces, federally issued uniforms. But sorry, go ahead.
I must admit, I was surprised to see the amount of news coverage it got last night. They even showed a clip.
Well, that was
like
because it was a preferred, protected group that's being used as a battering ram to destroy the Republic.
Absolutely. But they even showed like one of the clips of a 15, 16-year-old boy being attacked by the police as well, and they're really laying into him with their batons and stuff like that. The other thing I wanted to talk about was I've noticed a lot of references both in 24 and the new movie Next about a nuclear bomb attack in Los Angeles. Do you think that this is some kind of pre-warning like they used in the Lone Gunman episode?
Well, I mean, they had Mayor Ray Nagin in the FX oil storm program 5 months before Katrina actually really hit and did the exact thing. They, on Lone Gunman, had the government hijacking a jet by remote control to blame it on the Afghans as a pretext for weapon sales using government drills to smoke screen it from the rest of the government. And we know the CIA did approach the X-Files with many of the plots. I've had X-Files star, Lone Gunman star, Dean Haglund, in studio and at my home in two different video interviews. So that's on record, yes. The globalists have said L.A., Denver, Dallas, and Cleveland will be nuked. Now, the CFR normally keeps their promises, and so don't think that they've done computer models. They know we're going to resist them. They know we're going to resist going into the North American Union, merger with EU, and they are fully prepared and ready to set off atomic or thermonuclear hydrogen weapons in the United States to blame it on Al-Qaeda, and, of course, the real target will be the American people.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed is they've been running a lot of training exercises up at Universal City recently as well, which seems to be preparing for some kind of event in Los Angeles.
Well, don't worry. They'll take good care of you. They care about us.
I'm sure they will. Yeah. Thanks, Alex. Keep up the good work, mate.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. We had two choices here. It was let them have it their way, let them be on a faster timetable, stage devastating terror attacks, and win. Or fight them tooth and nail, and they'll still carry out attacks, but at least it'll be on our terms. We've chosen the latter. We're engaging them. A lot of us are going to be killed, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I frankly, it'll be a miracle if I make it through this. But miracles do happen. And I am committed. Okay, this is not a drill. This is not a game. This is not a joke. These people don't play games, okay? But we don't play games either. You see, we're on the radio, and we got AM and FM affiliates all over the place, and we got one of the biggest internet shows, in fact, frankly, the biggest internet show for just free streams out there, and we're putting the word out, and our listeners are taking action as leaders, and we don't care. It's real simple. It's when you get committed, and you're in the fight, and that's the spirit that's going to win this fight against the New World Order. You got to gut up, and you got to commit, America. The world's got to commit. Are we going to let them have their way with us in the ditch on our knees, or are we going to go down swinging? And I'm telling you, you just start swinging, folks, and you stop worrying, okay, and you stop thinking, you're going to win this fight, okay? And by thinking, I mean you start thinking about how it's going to hurt to get hit. You start thinking about how it's scary. You start thinking about, oh, what will they do? No. You just ignore what they're throwing and what they're doing, and you just use that to only make you matter, and you just get the job done. And in about 5 seconds flat in the scheme of human history, the enemy's going to be on the ground with their head split open. Okay? Period. And when they hit the ground, don't stop then. Give them a couple stomps to the neck. In the InfoWar. That's what it's going to take here. This isn't a joke. We didn't attack them. They drew first blood. They've done a bunch of bad stuff. 50 million abortions, tens of millions autistic from the mercury, millions of children and women kidnapped for sex slave rings, folks. Millions. These people are evil. They must be resisted, period. Tell your preachers to stop going to these scumbag churches where they tell you how to have a limp wrist and lay around. Stop going to your liberal tea parties and your little hangouts where you sit around and braid each other's hair and feel good. Take action! Jim in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I am a first-time caller. It would probably come to no surprise that your Chinese astrological sign is a tiger, because you have been an absolute tiger in this fight. And keep it up. We're all behind you. I know it's frustrating. The news gets a little negative and stuff, but you're doing an awesome job.
We're in the good time right now. This isn't a hot war yet. We're trying to avert that and stall the New World Order so we can just kind of slowly dismantle it, like Mike Rivero says, like the Soviet Union. We don't want this thing to go red hot.
Right. And I'm just going to make a couple quick points and move on and let you get some other callers in. Sean David Morton was on Coast to Coast. He said some good things about you. He may make a good guest on your program.
I need to get him on, yeah.
Yeah, he knows a lot about the Forex, what's really going on with the dollar, and he sees the big picture like you. And I have two quotes from Einstein. The first one is, the world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. And in the second quote, he mentioned something about when the honeybees all disappear, mankind has got about 4 or 5 years left. So that is definitely going on now. And one other point, I saw Dana Rohrabacher, 45th District on C-SPAN last night, talked about an hour, gave the whole story about Kofi Annan and Ramos and how the borders are wide open. He just exposed the whole thing. And
wait a minute, he admitted it was a UN op?
Kofi Annan, yeah, he got into details. He got in how the district attorney was so, he was like Lou Dobbs on steroids. I mean, he was exposing the whole thing.
Was he?
He was on C-SPAN last night. I watched about 10:30 Eastern time last night. He talked about for an hour.
And, wow.
Yeah, I didn't make a copy of it or anything, but I'm sure you could find it on the archives or something. Dana Rowe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. And what else do I have to say? I think that's it. Try to watch that if you can. And at the end, it was funny, the House Speaker said, after it was all done and everything, the House Speaker said, by the way, you're not allowed to criticize the president or something. He made a comment, like, after he said all that. So at least he let him finish. But, you know, he was definitely, he gave a great...
By the way, all they did was criticize the president 200 years ago. They just passed some rule again, what you have is those committee chairmen as dictators frustrating the will of the people in the republic. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Yeah, okay. Well, I need to get that C-SPAN then, Dana Rohrabacher. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Alan. And Alan's calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. You made my day about the nuclear hit maybe on Cleveland. I really enjoyed that, but I don't doubt it.
Well, that's the Council on Foreign Relations.
I know, they like to brag.
They like to publicly call it and then do it.
I know that. But there's a couple of things I want to comment on, because you're almost like reading my mind on the phone. One of them is, you talked about being in a gunboat. I was on a gunboat. Vietnam, Five Guys. It wasn't then. I understand it well, and again, I smell ambushes when they're coming. It's a sixth sense you get. And that's not related to the nuclear issue. But my suggestion is that, you know, as you're talking about all these issues, for instance, about even the Kennedy assassination, let's get to Jim Garrison there. One of the things he was concerned about and he was warned about is his life, for getting the news out there, for being somebody like you that puts it out there and was worried about himself and was worried about his family. Now, I don't know who exactly told him, but it's been a long time ago. But I remember the advice he got was, get on your pedestal and rattle the cage and make as much noise as you can, because that way, if you so much as slip on a bar of soap and like accidentally commit suicide by shooting yourself in the head 5 times,
Well, that's in the movie. He says he's got to stay as loud, and that's a true story. You know, he had to stay as loud as possible. No, light gives us all safety. The government goes after the widow. He goes after the single-parent mom with 3 kids.
Absolutely.
And the CPS grabs them, and the neighbors won't help her. I mean, that they go after the little fish.
I was subject to personal harassment by the feds myself when I work for them. I'd rather not get into that. I understand that game and how they do it. It's a very psychological, clever game, the way they participate in it. But my bigger suggestion is that there was a call right after the what I call Operation VTEC on the 17th, talking to you about, first of all, Kathy O'Brien, and then about a base, if you remember that. That was
outside of Blacksburg.
And then a few days later, good old Alex comes up with a name and a place. It gets validated. That very night, on C2C, on Coast to Coast, with George Nuri, very first two callers. One was a woman who asked about Nuri, about if he knew anything about Kathy O'Brien. He says, no, he didn't. The second caller was a male who asked about that base in Blacksburg, Virginia, which showed me that both quoted your show. And what we have here is we're starting to get a bleeding of listeners between one another.
Absolutely. It's called synergy. Good to hear from you. More calls straight ahead.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The son of E. Howard Hunt has now released a tape of his father talking about Captain Kennedy, or being one of the head guys. He'll be joining us in the third hour. The bottom of the next, I'm going to re-air that five-minute tape. He's got 20 minutes, but this is what he's released, talking about the planning with LBJ. Coming up in about 6-7 minutes, we're going to get Paul Craig Roberts on. We'll continue with your calls, Roger, Al, Susan, many others that are patiently holding. Now, let me just stop right now for a moment. and encourage all of you to go to prisonplanet.tv. Not only is it a news site updated multiple times daily, a lot of times with exclusive news to prisonplanet.tv, it is also the major funding mechanism for what we do, one of the major mechanisms. And it's a great deal. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership instead of a monthly trial. And you get 3 months free at prisonplanet.tv. I've made 15 films, and they're all up there in a lot higher quality than you'll find them floating around on the web. In fact, Terror Storm is in quality so good, it looks almost as good as DVD. Go in there. Get a 15 cent a day membership. Download it. Start burning it to disc and to DVDs. It's very inexpensive. Give those to people. This is life and death. If we don't expose who carried out 7/7 and 9/11 and how they want to get us into the Iran war, it's all covered in the film, then we're in deep trouble. Or really support us and buy the DVD, Terror Storm. You can get it as low as $9.95. You can get America, Freedom to Fascism. You can get all the other great films we carry, like Mind Control by Dr. Nick Begich, Loose Change Second Edition, Iraq for Sale, Riddles and Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Part 2, and American Mysteries. We got big discounts on that. Look, there is a big video and bookstore with all the best stuff I've seen or read up on Infowars.com. You not only support us, you support the filmmakers, the people that wrote the books, the people that have put out this important information. And your purchase of the books and videos makes this show possible, but it's important to have this knowledge in your library. It's important to have this to show to your friends and neighbors and family. This is so important to give to your professor or to your school teacher or to your student group or to your retiree group or to your bridge club or to your bingo club. I mean, I don't care. You better give this to your bass fishing buddies. You better give it to your bowling buddies. You better start getting involved in things. I know a lot of you listen and you're informed, but you've never seen yourselves as active. You support us, and you get powerful materials by going to Infowars.com and ordering hard copies of the books and videos at really good discounts at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, see my weekly TV reports, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book that's now out of print, all these other special reports, all these other films we've been authorized to post, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv, 3 years plus running, thousands of pieces of media, all my best audio interviews, prisonplanet.tv. If you've had a membership, let it lapse, get a membership again, folks. That's, number one, you get great materials. It's a factory of resistance. Download your favorite TV show, the most informative thing on any subject you can imagine, dealing with geopolitical systems in the New World Order. It's all there at prisonplanet.tv. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones, and the address is 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. By the way, that's just a drop box, folks. That's not my office. But again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We got too many people coming by this office as it is. And we're too busy, folks. So that's why we don't have an open office to the public. All right, so we'll be right back with the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.